This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We turn now to the mergers and acquisitions portion of the broadcast. Item number one, Priceline, the travel booking site, is going to spend $2.6 billion for OpenTable, a company that does online restaurant reservations. The temptation with these kinds of digital mobile savvy deals is to say that it's all about the future, wherever the industry in question is headed. This one, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith explains, is about the past of the travel business.
It used to be when you were booking a trip, you went to a travel agent. They'd help you plan your itinerary and they'd know things like the cool neighborhood to stay in or a cute bistro you should try.
The travel agent is making a comeback.
Steve Cohen is with MMGY Global. He says baby boomers and millennials are gravitating back to travel agents, putting convenience and expertise ahead of price. To compete, says Cohen, travel sites have to be a place where customers can research and plan their entire trip.
A very large percentage of travelers like to have most of their vacation planned before they ever get there.
Right now, on most travel sites, you can book a flight, hotel, and rental car. But that's still missing most of the trip and the money, says industry analyst Henry Hartefelt.
As much as 60% of a traveler's budget is actually spent in their destination, dining, shopping, entertainment. The online travel companies are saying, let's see how much of the rest of the budget we can sink our teeth into.
And they're well positioned to do that, says Douglas Quinby with Focusrite. Priceline already knows where its customers are going and when. With OpenTable, it will know what they like to eat.
They can start to make recommendations. Well, we see that you like Italian. We know you're going to be in New York.
Most important, travel sites know where you live, says Henry Hartefelt.
It really turns them into this lifestyle utility that also could be used when we're at home. Here's a great new store that opened in your city.
Hartefelt says we travel on average 3 times per year, but explore the cities and towns we live in all year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.